In the mid-1980s, the NBA's Portland Trailblazers chose Sam Bowie, a 7-foot-1 center from the University of Kentucky, the second pick in the college draft. They passed over a man named Michael Jordan. The Chicago Bulls then took Jordan, and we know what happened from there. He became a legend. Bowie's tenure in Portland was marred by injuries. Tonight, Sports Channel ESPN recounts all of this in a new documentary, and it's generating some new controversy, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Moments after he was drafted, June 19th, 1984, Sam Bowie did his first TV interview as a Portland Trailblazer. He thanked his mom for her support. He said he was ready to go after missing two seasons at Kentucky with a stress fracture in his left shin bone.
Well, I went up to Portland and they gave me about a 7-hour physical. They didn't let anything out, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm 100% sound.
But now, Bowie himself calls into question just how 100% sound he was. In tonight's ESPN documentary, Going Big, Bowie recounts his pre-draft examination by Trailblazer team doctors.
And I can still remember them taking a little mallet, and when they would hit me on my left tibia, I don't feel anything, I would tell them. But deep down inside, it was hurting. If what I did was lying, if what I did was wrong, at the end of the day, when you have loved ones that have some needs, I did what any of us would have done.
I gotta say, I'm pissed off. Can I say that? I am.
45-year-old Kelly O'Coin has been a Blazer fan since 1975.
He couldn't have asked for a more forgiving, protective fan base. And then to find out that you were protecting a guy who lied to the people who were making an evaluation, it's a little hard to swallow.
Other Blazer fans think Bowie's words are being blown out of proportion, as does Bowie, who's now 51 and living in Lexington, Kentucky.
The thing that people fail to realize is after they gave me that thorough physical, I played in 76 of the 82 games, which obviously indicates that the bone was strong, that there was no tricking of the medical personnel.
The troubles, Bowie says, started in season two when a teammate fell on Bowie's leg. Orthopedic surgeon Bob Cook was the Blazer team doctor who examined Bowie's tibia pre-draft. Dr. Cook calls Bowie a man of integrity, someone who didn't lie, but instead did what most elite athletes do when talking about injuries.
For him to say, that really doesn't hurt, is certainly no indictment of his character. All athletes downplay their status to remain competitive and participate in their sport.
Cook says Bowie was checked so thoroughly that an admission of pain wouldn't have prompted Portland to rethink its draft strategy, which, according to Dr. Jack Ramsey, never focused on Michael Jordan. Ramsey was Portland's head coach in 1984. The Blazers, Ramsey says, were well-stocked at Jordan's position. What the team needed was a center who could pass, block shots, and run the floor like the willowy kid from Kentucky.
It made the most sense for us to select Sam Bowie. It was almost a no-brainer.
Jordan was considered an outstanding player, but the best ever? Who knew? Drafting is an inexact science, like the bulky physiology of a 7-foot basketball player. Sam Bowie was traded by Portland in 1989. He ended up playing 10 years and making good money. Certainly not a Michael Jordan career, but, Bowie says with conviction, certainly not a bust. Tom Goldman, NPR News.